The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson said he hooked up with a friend and then consulted her about the size of his little Pete. During a stand-up comedy show over the weekend that he did, the Saturday Night Live star told the crowd that he hooked up with a friend after a split from Ariana Grande, who once told the world he was packing 10 inches.
Oh my gosh, that sounds deadly.
He then asked her about his size. So basically, like, you know, do you agree? Like, is this the biggest you've ever seen? And she told him, it's nice, but it's like an average black guy's.
Okay. I don't know if that's the real size. I don't think it's average even necessarily for a black guy.
What is the average size for a black guy?
I don't know. I know I'm below average, but that's, I don't know. I think I'm below average for a mouse. So.
Tweet us, at Joe and Alex Joe.
Yeah, a picture if you could.
Oh my gosh. During his service on Sunday, Kanye West seemed to refer to R. Kelly when he said they want art from the artist, but anytime they do anything erratic, they're just going to pull up the full documentaries on him, and then they're going to come with the Michael documentary. We can enjoy all their music all we want. Even though it sure sounds like it, Kim Kardashian says Kanye wasn't talking about R. Kelly. She says Kanye was speaking about his own experience of everyone quick to say they're canceling people because of differences in opinion and not being perfect. The analogies were in context to his own experiences, not defending anyone else. Video from Kanye's service on Sunday backs that up. He never mentions R. Kelly. In fact, Kanye keeps the conversation entirely about himself almost. So,
all right. Interesting.
The latest royal baby is due in April, very soon. During Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's visit to the town of Birkenhead yesterday, the Duchess of Sussex told the crowd when she's due to give birth to their first child in late April. Kensington Palace previously said she was due in the spring, but this is the first time a specific month was mentioned. And is John Cena retiring?
I've thought about it because that's a genuine decision that I got to make. I'm 41, so I'm not even close to done yet. But I also know that it is a young man's game, and I made this promise to myself long ago. When I can no longer compete at the pace that is being dictated, I'm not going to shortchange a WWE fan who spends their hard-earned money on watching me try to hang in there. When I no longer can keep the same pace, I'll step away.
John Cena!
Dun, 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 dun. That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.